Thousands of troops and armed police are out in force in Sri Lanka today, where voters are electing a new president. The balloting comes as the country faces a range of problems. There are delays in the distribution of tsunami aid. Sri Lanka was one of the countries most heavily affected. There's also a faltering peace process. And NPR's Philip Reeves reports that the economy is also a major issue.
Not so long ago, this was called the Pearl of the East. Sri Lanka was seen as a utopia, an alluring tropical island rich in tea plantations, covered in coconut palms, and ringed by golden beaches sloping down to the warm Indian Ocean. Voters going to the polls today know a harsher kind of country, one which is blighted by an ethnic conflict between the Sinhalese majority and minority Tamils seeking to establish a separate homeland in the island's north. In the capital, voters seemed eager to take part in an election which Pakiasoti Saravanamutu, director of a think tank called the Center for Policy Alternatives, says is about fundamental issues.
The resumption of the peace process, negotiations with regard to core political issues, is it going to be unitary state or is it going to be federal? All of those questions are involved, and indeed, underlying that is as to whether a situation of no war, no peace that we have at the present moment.
13 candidates are running, but the election's considered a two-horse race. It's a contest between the Prime Minister, Mahinda Rajapaksa, and his predecessor, Ranil Wickremesinghe, now leader of the opposition. Rajapaksa says he won't divide the island. Any autonomous Tamil area in the north and east will be under a central or unitary government. He's allied with Sinhalese hardliners who detest the Tamil Tigers, or LTTE, the militants leading the fight for autonomy. Some believe Tamil hardliners actually want him to win to allow them to continue the fight. Wickremesinghe's generally seen as more dovish. He brokered the truce between the Sri Lankan government and the Tigers in 2002, after nearly two decades in which more than 60,000 people lost their lives. Though much abused, the ceasefire is still in place. Wickremesinghe wants a return to peace talks and advocates autonomy for Tamils within a federal state. Ontachimadam is a Tamil village on Sri Lanka's east coast. The Tamil Tigers wield much influence in this part of the island, where there are still sporadic killings and bombings. Villagers whiling away an afternoon playing cards were reluctant to reveal their hand. They wouldn't say whether they'd obey a call to boycott the election issued by front organisations for the Tamil Tigers. But they were clear about who they won't be voting for. Sinitambi Padmaraja is a fish wholesaler.
If Mahinda Rajapaksa comes into power, nothing good will happen to the Tamil people. Basically, whoever is willing to help the Tamil people will be welcome.
Last December, this part of Sri Lanka was devastated by the tsunami. More than 30,000 people along the island's coast died in the disaster. Many of the survivors still complain about the distribution of aid and the pace of reconstruction. But there has been considerable rebuilding, and outside the affected areas, most of the country's moved on. These days, much of the public has other economic worries, like the rising cost of living, high inflation, and the stultifying effect of the conflict. Siman Kiligamba of the Institute of Policy Studies says the economy won't realise its potential unless the next president achieves a popular consensus that the time has come for a lasting peace.
Oh, it is very important to us because with the war, if we were able to achieve an average growth rate close to about 5%, without the war, we could really do well.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Colombo.